Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
As promised, Darren Dreger joins us now on Sabres Live from TSN, our hockey insider. And quite honestly, especially after the most recent story of eating fish eyes at the latest NHL meetings, he is a global man. He has seen a lot. He has done a lot. And Dregs, I'm sure you're well aware that Marty is about to shave his head for bald for bucks. That's going to happen tomorrow. Did you ever do that during the course of your burgeoning career?
No, I didn't. Came close a couple of times for a variety. Okay, I'm gonna tell it, and there's no video or pictorial proof of this happening. I won't mention the brand name, but this takes us back to like 1988, something along those lines. I was working in small market radio, and I got asked to do a charity event, but I had to model men's briefs.
Oh.
Yeah. And I did it. Now, I was in way better shape back then. Not great, but way better shape.
Did he get you at least like a robe over your shoulders? You opened the robe a little bit? Or was it just...
No, you walked out there. And it wasn't just men's briefs. I mean, that was...
There's also socks.
No, there was no socks. No, though. But then, I think that was actually the end of the fashion show. I think that was pretty much it. But prior to that, I was in like shorts and a pastel pink kind of t-shirt. And, yes. Yeah, I mean, anyway. Hey, I will write a book one day. It's just going to be short. It'll be about all the embarrassing things that I've done in my career. And there's a long list of them.
Marty, I'm envisioning an invitation to Darren for the next catwalk for charity. And as Dregs turns around in the pink leather chaps, he'll be modeling those briefs as he walks off behind the curtain.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we did have Rhett Warner that talked about going streaking on the tarmac in... I don't remember. I can see we can arrange Dregs to do a little bit to raise money. It's all to raise money, Dregs.
Always about raising money. Marty,
that's what I'm doing. I'm
you.
Shaving my head for bald for bucks, raising money. We've done it every year. Dan Dunleavy and I do it. So
don't take this the wrong way, but what you got going right now doesn't work.
It's too long now.
Borderline hideous.
It is borderline hideous, and I hate it. Every morning I wake up, get in the shower, and I'm like, it's going to take me like a half an hour to try to figure out that mop that I have on my head now and try to clean it up. So
the near bald Marty is the best version of Marty. I think it's close.
Well, it's I feel like I have a sense of I intimidate like with the bald head. I look a little bit intimidating. I like
how long would it take to shave Duffer's head?
Well, it depends. Does he want to go back to my length? So we got to let it grow a little bit and then cut it off. So that's the thing. So, Dregs.
You better bring this back on the rails.
Yeah, let's talk hockey here. Last night was not a good one. in Buffalo after the first period. Fans were not happy. I'm sure that Kevin Adams was not happy watching what he saw. Yeah. Don Granato was definitely not happy watching what he saw. But what's the temperature now with Kevin and the front office when it comes to where they're at and, you know, looking at the last nine games in the offseason?
Yeah, well, no one's happy, right? And, you know, that's some ownership down. And there's certainly a deep appreciation for the noise coming from media, which is well-placed, and the frustration of the fan base. Again, this wasn't the year that was supposed to be. I don't think that anyone predicted that, you know, the Buffalo Sabres were going to make leaps and strides in the East. But I think that many of us believed that at least they'd be a playoff contender, right? And there have been stretches where, yeah, they've been that. But a game like that, you take it right on the chin, and it just culminates with all the negativity that swirls around. But do I think that the general manager is about to do something drastic? I really don't. I don't. Could it happen? Of course it could. There's still plenty of hockey left between now and game 82. But I don't think that that's the direction or the want of Kevin Adams. So we'll see kind of where it goes more so in the offseason. What you do know is, and it's kind of a traditional thing for all clubs who, you know, end with a disappointing season, you go through that basic forensic audit, don't you? And that's ownership asking senior management tough questions, and it drifts to hockey operations, which is the general manager, which then clearly goes to the coaching and to the roster. I don't think you're going to get a vote of confidence out of Kevin Adams anytime soon. I don't think Donny Granato is looking for a vote of confidence from Adams at this point. But again, I think that it's more likely that the general manager is as disappointed in the players than he is anything else. So why let the players off the hook by firing another coach? But everything has to be taken into account and considered in the offseason.
One of the things that people have been starting to talk about is financials, right? I mean, they've given money to Tage Thompson, Dylan Cousin, Rasmus Dahlin, Nolan Power, right? They've given big contracts. But is a decision coming to, you know, GM, coaches, players, free agency, a financial decision? Is it a hockey decision? How does Kevin Adams navigate through all of that when it comes to the team itself?
Well, I don't get the sense that he's under any financial restraint other than the obvious. I mean, every club is governed by a salary cap, but in some cases there are teams that have hockey operations budgets that are less than the salary cap. But, you know, if Adams gets to a place, and I'm not sure that he will, not sure that he won't, but if he gets to that place where he thinks that the coaching change is the best alternative to, you know, kind of reset the culture, the identity at the end of the year, and you go into training camp, and now you've got new vision, new ideas, and all of that. Well, I think he has the freedom to do that. I don't think that there are any financial shackles on the general manager. I think he has full support to run the department and the organization the way he sees fit from Terry Pegula and the family.
Darren, when you're working at TSN, when you're in arenas talking with other hockey people, what, if anything, has been maybe other people's belief that has been the challenge for the Sabres this year to take last year's top three offensive performance into this year and build upon it and build upon the contracts like Marty talked about? We all know, you know, there was a lot of question about goaltending, but then that seemed to answer itself. But what do people, your peers, tend to say about how they're viewing this situation that Buffalo is in right now?
Well, as confused as anybody, Duffer, and asking the very same questions that you've just established there, right? Goaltending was the easy out initially, but you're right. It kind of came back to a point where at least it provided some level of stability and average net money at worst. And for a lot of clubs around the NHL, playoff teams that we look at right now that are a lock, you know, average is pretty good when it comes to goaltending. Nobody really has a true explanation for why the offense has more or less dried up at times, especially when you look back to last year and the great pieces that the Buffalo Sabres have. You look at that blue line, which, again, we keep promising in the hockey media, it's going to be formidable one day. It's going to be potentially one of the best defensive units in the National Hockey League. Well, maybe, but it's not there yet. So how much time is needed for that to materialize? And obviously, a little
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
A bit more time. You get to the end of the year. I think the roster that you see in Buffalo right now isn't going to be the same when they come to training camp next year. I mean, that's pretty obvious. Some of that is just natural with contracts and things like that. But if things don't get better with the remaining regular season games, then maybe Adams doesn't have much of a choice but to look at the core of this team and not tear it apart. Don't misinterpret what I'm saying, but maybe pluck a piece out to make it a little less comfortable and shake things up by adding a couple of other pieces. So nobody really has any answers, but everybody in the hockey community is looking at Buffalo no different than they kind of look at Ottawa and some of the other teams that maybe haven't realized the expectation. And they're asking, what is happening? Why is this team not doing better?
Well, 9 games left and, all but out of playoffs for sure now. Yeah. You got to win all 9 of them and you need a lot of help. So that's very unlikely to happen. But yeah, you do have Toronto coming in on Saturday. I don't want to jump over tomorrow's game where I'm getting my head shaved. But Saturday, Toronto, are the Toronto Maple Leafs, because obviously you're in Toronto and covered them closely, are they starting to panic that the Tampa Bay Lightning are coming fast and furious right behind them? 87 points is Tampa, Toronto 87, a game in hand. Look, this could be very, very dicey for Toronto down the stretch. Wall hasn't looked great.
Yeah.
Samsonov has won games, but not looked great. No Mitch Marner is Toronto. And I like to pick on Toronto now because I don't want to look internally at the Sabres as much. So are they panicking a little bit?
Not panicking, but, there has to be some internal concern. That would be natural, right? For much of the year, second half anyway, there's been this belief that they've got third place in the Atlantic locked down. Well, no, that's just not the reality anymore. How much of an impact is it going to have on the playoffs? Well, let's see how it plays out to the end of the regular season. I think what is more concerning, and maybe concerning across the East, not to the Maple Leafs, just the Maple Leafs, is Tampa Bay's got some legit momentum going here now. And if that team continues that level of momentum to start the playoffs, all bets are off, right? Given their level of experience, their level of goaltending, everything that they've got. So you combine that with the way that the Maple Leafs have played of late. We heard some pretty direct things after Toronto got pummeled by the New Jersey Devils in the second and the third. I mean, Toronto had 25 shots in the first period. They couldn't score more than one goal. And then the New Jersey Devils just seemingly kind of took away that game, certainly in the third period. And it was a lack of response that upset Sheldon Keefe to a point where he essentially called out John Tavares as his captain and basically said, look, he's the leader of accountability here. I mean, he's got to lead this team on the ice. And I basically told them that post game, which I never do. I mean, Keefe is like many coaches. He doesn't often go in at the end of the game. So let's see how they respond to that. So it's less about what Tampa Bay is doing and more about what the Toronto Maple Leafs need to do. They're dinged up a little bit. I think, you know, what hurts them on the back end, it did the other night. Joel Edmondson has been really, really good since being acquired via trade. Lyubushkin is pretty solid. Riley was out in that game. I'm not making excuses. They've got to play better. But I think it's more their lack of consistency that's concerning than what the Lightning are doing.
Well, the way it's trending and with Tampa being on an 8-game point streak, and if they were to leap over the Maple Leafs, and if Boston were to hang on to top spot, then we could somehow see a Boston-Toronto first round in a different way. And we would then very well see Florida and Tampa in the first round. And
ooh, boy.
Ooh, boy is right. Like, I don't know. I mean, it's exciting, but I'm not sure how much is going to be left of either of them when they get through round
one. And this is why we can't change the playoff format. Like, because no, we can't. Because those matchups, even if they're in the first round, they're great. And I don't, they're not guaranteed to happen in the second or third round.
Who wants a guarantee? We want spontaneity. We want difference every year. We don't want the same matchups.
No, the same. I want to go back to 1985 hockey.
We're already in it. Look at your hair.
Let's go. Exactly. Just not with the same goalie equipment, because I don't want those goalies to go through what the 1980s goalies had to go through. But I love the matchups. I love the way the playoffs are right now. Anything else that drags around the league? Like, I know Nashville is hot, and that's a fun thing. Vegas is, you know, feeling the heat from St. Louis. LA is feeling the heat from Vegas. Like, is this where all is at in the Western Conference, and that positioning battle everywhere in the Central, the Pacific, and in the wild card?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's certainly entertaining when you look at it from a Western perspective. Roll the dice. You know, when you say you look at the Winnipeg Jets and you look at that Central Division with Colorado and Dallas, does Winnipeg really care who they play? No, it doesn't. It really doesn't matter. The Edmonton Oilers, same thing. The Vancouver Canucks, all of these teams have had runs where they've been really, really good, but then they've also had recent stretches where they've been not so good. I think of Colorado, who I happen to believe is the best team in the West. I mean, we'll see if they can prove that. They just look like they've got, you know, kind of all of the boxes ticked. And then they run into the Montreal Canadiens early this week and drop that game. You know, it's not like the Montreal Canadiens are, you know, some sort of cast-off team here. You know, they're trending in the right way as they try and get back into the playoff equation as early as next year. But it's just evidence of the parity that exists in the NHL. I'm with you, Marty. I like the playoff matchups as they kind of settle in. But I think that the Western Conference remains stronger than the East, and we'll see if that bears fruit as you get to the Stanley Cup Final.
Did we ask? Oh, we did ask at the end of last week's meetings about expansion. Sorry, I'm fixated on it. Mildly obsessed with it. Oh, yeah. I want more. I want more everything. More teams. More.
You should be in teams. NHL ownership. That sounds very familiar. You it just want a lot slice of money of the pie. That's
it. Would put $67.5 million in your pocket every time there's an expansion team. If it's $2 billion, that's added to the pot, right? So
The only thing I worry about is the talent pool.
No.
And I do, and I know. I do. Well, I mean,
how many billion people are in the world? You're telling me we can't go from 800 to 900 NHL hockey players? Come on, man.
Well,
should be a segment right there. Come on,
from a players association perspective, it's fantastic because, you know, and I'm not saying if they add two more teams, it's really going to weaken the pool. I mean, we've already been down this path, but and a good thing for the player, all of a sudden, a third-line player potentially becomes a second-line player and gets paid like a second-line player, because a lot of these players coming in are potentially going to be base-level hockey players, right? Yeah. So,
I'm not worried about the NHL. I'll tell you this quickly. I'm worried what it will do, the trickle effect to, like, the ECHL and some of the lower leagues that may lose some of their appeal and maybe the players that build a career there, right? So I think that's where it's going to affect them.
You're overthinking it. You need a haircut, Marty. Dredge, we need to see you next week. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.